right here at Surf Facets Gallery. It is time for Meet Me at the Diner with our own Major Sonny Cox, who is a community service division. We're at the sheriff's office doing an excellent job. Sonny, we've known each other for a long, long time.
A lot of years, Ann.
Well, a lot of years, and you certainly have grown with the job.
I know what you mean by that. It's true, I have.
Yeah, you have. You have, but you know what? You were with the police department, and then you made a change to the sheriff's office and just gone on and done so many good things in the community. Sonny, what made you want to get into law enforcement to begin with?
And I think I wanted to be a law enforcement at birth.
At birth?
I think when I was born, I was destined to be a police officer.
Anybody in your family one?
No.
No?
No, I'm the first one. Now I have a son that's in law enforcement.
Okay.
So, but I am the first one, and I've always grown playing cops and robbers.
Isn't that interesting what people decide they want to be? And, you know, so many times I talk to so many people, and they some have known from day one what they were going to do, and some people had no idea and just ended up where they ended up.
So, and I was one of those. I knew from the very beginning what I wanted to be.
And how is, you know what, you're, how old are you now, 54?
I am 54 years old.
And so you've been doing this for how long?
Since I turned, the week I turned 20 years old.
So what?
So I'm going on my 35th year.
And how does it feel to look back over what you've done for 35 years, and what do you think about what you've done, Sonny?
And I look back quite often and wonder what I could do different, what I would change, and I would absolutely change nothing. And I started out 20 years old, walking the streets uptown Greenwood, and loving life, and I still love life.
Yeah. And, you know, when you look back at that type of thing, you've got to see where, hasn't law enforcement, our society has changed, but hasn't law enforcement changed, Sonny?
Sadly, it has. It really has.
I remember a day in Greenwood where they'd call you up to come on down and pick up your warrant.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago now.
And the thing about it was, they would come turn themselves in.
Exactly.
They would.
That wouldn't happen today, or it might, but not as often as it would have in the old days.
No. It used to be your word was your bond, and yes, I'll be right on down and take care of that, and you could wait there on them because they would be there, but not anymore, for the most part.
For the most part, yeah, that is true. So as you look back, you know, we were talking about community was so important back then. We, of course, had Greenwood Mills. We had the mill villages. People lived within those communities. And it just was a whole different time. What do you think has happened to our society, Sonny?
Well, textile was thriving at that point. The textile workers lived in an area around that plant. They knew each other. They looked after each other. Law enforcement was in that area, stayed in that area. They knew the police officer. The police officer knew them.
Yeah, they walked, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Yes, they did. They walked, and that was the true concept, community policing concept. That's what it was all about. Then textile went away.
Mm-hmm.
Population kind of still grew, continued to grow. Needs are not being met by the public out here. Drugs became more of a problem. Crime became more of a problem. Cell phones came in. Everybody's reporting everything. And it was just the volume of calls increased. So we're trying to meet supply and demand.
That's an interesting way to put it, supply and demand,
yeah.
Isn't it? Yes.
Just like anything else, we have to meet that.
And, of course, with the technology today, it certainly has changed a lot of it.
Oh. And I remember walking the beat uptown and not have a cell phone, just had a walkie. A lot of times I didn't have a walkie.
Mm-hmm.
But now with the cell phones, yes, technology, that changes tremendously. Everything's computerized now. Everything's on database. So things have changed.
Does it make it easier or harder?
For an old man like me, kind of
hard.
but no, actually, for the generations we have coming in now, it really is beneficial to them to have this technology, and I look for it to be an asset to law enforcement.
Well, it certainly keeps getting more and more. But then, of course, then you have, what, the Freedom of Information Act. You have all this stuff. It has to make the job a little bit more difficult, though, in some aspects, to have all that information. And then, of course, you get into court and whether you can or can't use it, was it obtained illegally, all this kind of stuff has to make it more difficult in cases.
Certainly. All the motions that they bring before court I mean, that could drag a case out for months, if not years.
That's right.
When the attorneys make motions for the client.
Now, what about as far as you worked for the police department, what, for 29 years?
29 years.
And then you made the switch to the sheriff's department. What prompted you to make the switch?
Okay. I started in 1977 at the Greenwood City Police Department. Stayed there for 29 years. I told Chief Young, John Henry Young, who hired me, he looked at me and said, "Son, you look a bit too young for this job." And I told him, and I said, "Chief Young, you hire me, I will stay with you, and I'll prove myself worthy." And I did. I stayed with that department 29 years. And before I left that department, I got into the new division, community policing. That was a concept that's always been here. Mm-hmm. We kind of, from time to time, get away from that concept, but we wanted to get back involved in community policing, strengthen our community ties. That was my job at the police department.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. Worked in all communities with a variety of people. Got to know a lot of good people. I guess then I got speaking with Sheriff Dan Wyman at the point at the time, and he wanted to bring that concept to the sheriff's office, and he offered me a job with him, and I said, "Well, 29 years, I can retire at the city, do what I'm doing, and on a larger scale throughout the whole county."
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I left, retired from the police department,
and went to the sheriff's department,
just so I could continue on doing on a larger scale.
And you already had all the tools and all the things in place to know how to do what you were doing.
Certainly,
absolutely,
certainly. Yeah.
So you have taken, we have expanded and actually gone back to old concepts, haven't we, with
yes.
the community police, our sheriff's department, and this type of thing. I know that's one of the things that Tony started was having a sheriff in that area be so that people would know who it was.
You know, right after Tony was elected, he interviewed me, and, you know, I had to reapply basically to keep my job. But he interviewed me, and he's telling me that was one of the most important things to him was bringing back the community policing concept, know your neighbor, know these communities, and each community know other communities throughout the county. He wanted strong ties out here, and he is accomplishing that.
He is. And, you know, I think it'd be interesting to know, based on crime 30 years ago versus crime today, based on the number of people, because you'd have to take that into consideration,
right.
How crime is actually. Do we have more crime today based on the number of people now? Of course, we had less people back in the 1970s, 1980s versus now. But I just wonder what the relationship to crime is.
We do have more crime now, and that goes without saying. And I think the economy contributes a lot to that. Drug sales
mm-hmm.
contribute a whole lot to that, and I guess family values, if that makes sense,
sure,
has diminished to the point where work is not so important to a lot of people anymore.
That's true. Hey, we are here with Major Sonny Cox. We are going to hear a word from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to be talking more to him. Hey, if you've got a question for Sonny, don't hesitate to give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be back. Don't you go away.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday, what a day.
All right, we're back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We are with Major Sonny Cox right here. He's head of the Community Services Division at the Sheriff's Office. And, of course, they're working in all the different communities and work with healthy neighborhoods and doing a lot of good stuff there. But one of the other areas that you also cover is the schools now, too.
Yes.
Yes.
We currently have 6 school resource officers that stay in the middle schools and 2 in the high schools.
That's unbelievable that we've gone to that, isn't it?
I was just remembering the day where we never saw a law enforcement ride by, much less walk through the school.
Right, and now they are really the first line of defense, aren't they?
They are.
They are, whereas, It used to be, I think, our teachers and principals, administrative, they handled that. But on the flip side, we didn't have kids knew that if what the teacher said was law. Exactly.
Certainly. And if not, the paddle would tell. The paddle would tell you.
Yeah. And now, of course, things are totally different. Of course, we do have drug issues and all this kind of stuff in the schools, which is, it is such a shame that that's not an isolated place where kids should be able to be safe at all times.
That's right. They should be able to learn and grow in those places. But, again, we have to provide security.
So, so these are the things that you deal with on a daily basis. What else? Healthy neighborhoods, the how to be a good neighbor, you know, a nosy neighbor is a good neighbor?
And always. Love your nosy neighbors.
Love your nosy neighbors.
We used to complain about them. Now we love them, and yeah. That's the concept. And we're very big in promoting that throughout Greenwood County. Know your neighbor. Be involved in your community. Know who lives in front of you, behind you, and communicate with them.
Yeah, and I think, you know, one of the other things, there have been a lot of cases where by a neighbor picking up the phone, things have been able to be stopped. I know there have been some cases where coming into the communities, the air conditioners, stealing them for the copper, that's been able to be stopped because somebody picked up the phone and said, hey, do you know somebody taking
exactly.
their air conditioner away
Certainly.
Here?
Certainly.
Yeah.
And if they're taking that one away, probably three or four doors down, they're going to take that one as well. So, and we get out in the community, we promote the phone tree, mm-hmm. you know, have telephone numbers for your neighbors and communicate with them that way.
So there are good things happening out there. And, of course, Sonny, you've been a big part of making sure that those things keep happening. Are there any programs or anything that are going on right now that we should be aware of?
And the biggest thing we got going now is Community Watch, and that's big in my area. Just getting out in the communities, promoting the Know Your Neighbor concept,
sure.
and any trends that are happening in the criminal aspect of it, educating our community leaders on that.
Are we seeing any trends?
Yes. We see there again the drug is still there. Meth and crack cocaine is still there. We'll probably always be there. The metal theft, as you spoke of earlier, that's a trend right now.
How about any gang type of activity? Are we seeing any of that coming into our area, or are we still isolated from that?
We're still in pretty good shape. As far as that goes, it's here. But what we're seeing is unorganized. A lot of it's juveniles.
Mm-hmm.
And because they are unorganized, it kind of makes them dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
But we are seeing some of that, and we're staying on top of that. We do have a gang investigator in the sheriff's office who does all the intelligence on the gang-related activities.
Sure. And what about all the Internet stuff that is happening with kids particularly and everything? I know that you even have somebody on the sheriff's office, don't you, that actually works on Internet, on the porn and that type of thing?
Sure. That would be in the investigation. They handle anything to do with that. I haven't seen a whole lot of that mm-hmm. here in the Greenwood community. I have seen things like bullying on Facebook, mm-hmm. Threats being made via Facebook, and, you know, that's kind of...
Where did this bullying thing come from, Sonny? I have, in my mind, every time I hear about it, and I think back to my childhood, there was always the one that was the bully.
Yes.
But he, she wasn't anything that you couldn't handle yourself. Right. What has happened with the bullying? Why do we have this as such an issue today, do you think?
There again, I think it's home values. I think, you know, maybe the way kids are being raised now, maybe they see things different than the way we saw them. There was always bullies when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
But there again, you knew who they were. You stayed away from them.
Sure.
They seeked you out. You just take a little whooping and go on. You know. But now there's bullies in every corner, seems like.
Well, you know, I always go back to the movie The Christmas Story where they had the bullies, and then one day the kid just had enough and just exploded and started beating up on the kid, and there never was any more problem with that bully, and that is actually the way things were handled,
certainly.
Weren't they?
And they'd probably turn around and be best friends afterwards.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But today, of course, we don't go that route, do we?
Well, no, we report it. and it's all documented through the criminal justice system.
Yeah.
So, but there's a lot of that out there, and a lot of it in our schools.
It's hard to believe that it has become as such a prevalent problem that, and I think, I guess, parents used to be more involved with that type of thing, that if they knew that somebody was doing something, your mom would make you go shake hands and
certainly
act right and this type of thing. And now, did you hear about that case where the mother had actually taken the daughter to fight this kid?
Yes, I've heard about that. I did hear that.
And, I mean, that's not here in our area, but, you know... It still is hard to believe, isn't it?
And what was gained from that, I have yet to figure that one out.
That's what I don't understand. I don't know.
But you have that mindset now, and that's what, again, is tearing our society apart, that mindset.
Do you think there's any hope?
No.
No.
I think we have to
learn to live with it.
Learn to live with it and find ways to combat it.
You know, I often think about the Internet and, you know, how when Al Gore flip the switch. I wonder if anybody had any idea that these, everybody was looking at it for the informational highway, but I just wonder if anybody had any idea from the social implications that it would have on where our society and what is happening, even when it comes to crimes, because used to be, you didn't hear about a crime that was going on in Colorado or whatever. Now you are so into it that the minute it happens, the press and everything is right there. We're hearing so much about it, and then of course you end up with the copycat crimes.
Certainly, and it's going to be that way now. And so many computer crimes. We have so many scams going through the internet now. It's awful. It's just so we get a report at least once a week or once every other week about a scam, either through the U.S. Postal Service or by computer.
It's unbelievable. It is. But I just wonder when he flipped that switch, if he had any idea, and would he have flipped the switch if he knew where we would be here today? it's just kind of amazing. I think about these things. But we are here with Sonny Cox. He is, of course, you may have heard, he is running for coroner's office. And when we come back, we're going to talk some about that. Hey, if you've got any questions for Sonny, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. Give us a call. He'll be glad to answer them right here on WLMA. That's right. And let's go ahead and take a check of the weather while we have opportunity. Okay, by the way, price of gold, $1,734.90, almost $1,735, folks. That's a tremendous price. If you are looking to sell, how about come see us right here at Sharp Facets Gallery, paying the highest prices because we include the diamonds and we pay you for everything based on whether it's in good condition, bad condition, but we'll pay you the most. Also, the price of sterling silver right now is $33.61. Actually, that's the price of silver, $33.61, so come see us today. Weather out there, gosh, it has turned into be a gorgeous day out there. Right now it is 48 degrees, feels like 46, and looks like we are going to have a high of 56 today. Tonight, cold, 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 down to 32 degrees and clear skies. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny out there, high of 61 degrees. So you take care. Make sure if you're going to be out late tonight, you got a coat on with you. Well, as I said, we are here with Sonny. Right now, he is Healthy Neighborhoods, of course, is one of his key ones. And, of course, he's also on the Salvation Army Board of Advisors and Community Action for a Safer Tomorrow. Now, wouldn't that be great if we could have a safer tomorrow?
Sure. And we have to work toward that. And we can only hope for that.
Yeah. But that used to be something we just knew that we were supposed to have.
And I remember a day we never locked our doors.
And absolutely, you better be locking your doors now, folks.
Please lock your doors.
Please lock your doors, absolutely. Well, we are here, as I said, at Sharp Facets. We are talking with Sonny Cox. You know, one of the reasons I always like talking to Sonny is he always has great stories that of things that go on. And, you know, back in the day when we first started with the radio station, you used to come on and tell us all the all the things that had happened in the community. Now we probably couldn't do it in a 10-minute report, could we?
We could probably do it in a morning session.
That's kind of frightening, isn't it? Well, that just shows you how things change. Hey, South Carolina news is up. We'll be back after this word.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days.
Oh, that's right. We're back here at Shark Pass Gallery, and we are on Meet Me at the Diner, and today my very special guest is Major Sonny Cox with the Greenwood Sheriff's Office, and questions have been coming in. First up, Jim Clark just called, and he said that you should write a book, a tell-all, the Greenwood that I know, or at least have a newspaper column on the city and the county. Now, that could be an interesting story, couldn't it?
Yes, and to Mr. Clark, it would be a rather large book at that. I have seen a lot in 35 years.
Did you ever write any of these things down, or you just got them in your memory? Because, you know, I would think a diary from Sonny would be quite interesting.
I keep it in my memory bank. A lot of it is documented. But there again, I have seen so much in 35 years in Greenwood County.
Just Greenwood County.
Just Greenwood County alone would be a big book.
Yeah, and of course, we've had our characters here, we've had the tragic cases, and then, you know, I think today so many of them are just over and over. We were just talking about what's the biggest one right now, drugs.
Right. That would be my guess. It would be drugs.
And that is such a shame. You know, with Whitney Houston's death last week, Bill O'Reilly on Fox was just mad as hell. He was mad that somebody... Some big celebrity has not gotten out there and just said to these kids, you know, don't do it.
Certainly.
You know, and we were just talking about that. Somebody that they idolized would make a big difference, wouldn't it?
They certainly would. And then when I was growing up, I always had my little stars that I wanted to be like. But it was, you know, and they would tell you to do the right thing.
Right. And now we have so many that get caught, right?
Sure.
Do their time.
Sure.
And it's a badge of honor to go back out into society, isn't it?
Certainly. Yes, it is.
Yes. And unfortunately, that is causing a lot of other people to not do so well.
That's right.
Because we have that. You know, and I think, you know, we were talking a little bit about the fact of the family and the breakdown of the family. It's tough out there, and it's particularly tough in this economy to raise children.
Sure. And I think a lot of moms have to work two jobs. And I think they sincerely want to do the right things, but not being at home for these children, I think that hurts the children.
Sure. And, you know, I guess, you know, we have so many kids, latchkey kids.
Certainly.
That are at home by themselves in the afternoons and everything. Certainly. What, from the sheriff's perspective, what do we see?
Well, we ask a lot of calls, and a lot of it juvenile-type calls. We get to a home, and there's no parental guidance there at home. We get a lot of calls where John won't get up and go to school. This 12-year-old will not get up. Well, yeah, I have a 12-year-old that won't go to school. I got something for that behind. We get all kind of calls like that and involving single-parent homes or where the parent's never there, and that concerns us greatly. It does the sheriff.
Sure. And of course, that means that is that really an issue that the sheriff's office should be trying to handle?
No.
Seriously.
No, it is not. I mean, other than, you know, we respond. We have to be reactive at that point. When we get there, what can we do to help this home? But there's not a whole lot we can do for that. We can't tell a parent how to raise that child.
Yeah, and that's one of the big problems. So other things going on, Community Action for a Safer Tomorrow. What's that all about?
That is sponsored by Cornerstone. Laurie Flaw coordinates that and facilitates our meetings. This is where a group of community leaders come together, and we meet once a month and discuss what we can do about about underage drinking and underage smoking and what we can do about doing compliance checks.
Yeah. So I guess that and that one is business oriented also, correct?
Certainly,
yes.
Certainly.
I mean, you're talking about underage drinking.
Certainly.
Didn't they just have a meeting that had to do with what happens if you sell alcohol to underage and this type of thing?
And they will send the undercover person in and try to underage and try to make a purchase from the convenience stores or your business owners.
So these are the things that we deal with here. We just had another call come in. Dale White says, "Have you set up a training program for your successor? This is not a position that someone just jumps into," referring to your position as a community service division.
No, and that's very good. I have 35 years. It took me 35 years to reach this point. And I guess if you combination with 35 years and the desire to do this
mm-hmm.
is what it's going to take. There's no training. I don't know of any training other than crime prevention issues
right.
that you can actually take. You just have to know how to do it.
Absolutely.
And how to communicate with the people.
Now, on the flip side, as becoming a coroner, what do you have to do to be a coroner?
Well,
I mean, is this where you actually, you're not doing autopsies, are you?
No. I will leave that to the pathologist to do
okay.
that. But we just ensure that we oversee the death scene. We work hand in hand with law enforcement entities, and then we'll determine the cause of death. That's actually pathologist determines that.
Right.
We'll sign off on that. Work closely with the families of the deceased.
As in?
Trying to give them the best comfort and the most accurate information we can give them as
right.
to why.
Because anymore, you have to take some tests or something before you can even run for coroner. Is that right?
Well, no, you have to meet certain criteria.
Okay.
You have to have past law enforcement experience or medical experience.
Okay.
I recently went to
went
to a school in St. Louis, medical legal death investigator class in St. Louis School of Medicine, and to better benefit me. And that's something I want to do for myself to prepare me for this position if I get elected.
If you get elected. Now, just out of curiosity, what made you want to be the coroner?
Passion for the people. I have a sincere passion for people of Greenwood County. I always have. I always will. 35 years into my law enforcement career, I feel like it's time to hang up one hat and pick up another. I'm 54 years old. I want to continue to be a public servant, at least until I'm 62.
At least until you're 62?
Maybe 64.
Wait a minute. You know that 80 is the new 65, Sonny. Don't you? Have you got the memo on that?
I didn't get that memo, Ann. I don't know if I'm going to make that.
All right. Well, we are here with Sonny Cox. He is, of course, he's a iconic figure here in Greenwood County. And, of course, you know him as Major Sonny Cox. He's in charge of Community Services Division, has a group working for him trying to make sure that our communities are safe and that they are constantly trying to come up with new ways to make things more better based on, of course, the technology and the things that are happening out there. If you have a question, why don't you give us a call, 229-6613. That's 229-6613. Give us a call. No, that's Sharp Facets number. How about 229-7984? That's 229-7984. Give us a call. We'll be glad to patch that through to Sonny, and we'll talk about it right here on WLMA.
Wednesday, happy days. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime. From Mother Earth with love, a diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6276.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday, what a day. Rock and roll.
That's right, we are back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We just had another call come in. Janet Gilliam said, with the breakdown of this nuclear family, don't you think that people reach for the authority figure instead of making hard decisions in child rearing?
That is so well put.
Yeah, it is. You know, and we see the same things in the schools, don't we?
Certainly. We have authority figure in the schools, but how much is that respected anymore?
Well, isn't that is the problem? And it used to be. It used to be the teacher was the god while you were in that classroom, right?
Certainly. Yeah. Certainly.
And that is not the case anymore. It's just like, you know, we hear of, I'm sure probably not that much here in Greenwood, but we hear of in the news where a child calls the police, the sheriff's office, whatever, and says that, you know, my mom or dad aren't treating me right, and so you need to do something about it. That we have this society which just says everybody is culpable.
Sure.
And I mean, not that there aren't cases where there are things that are bad, but there's a lot of cases where a kid just not getting his way is thinking he's not being treated correctly.
And we do have such calls as that.
Yeah.
And I hear them every so often, not often, but I do hear them.
Yeah. So it is a society problem that we're dealing with, but that puts a lot of extra, I'll use the word stress, on the sheriff's office and the police department handling calls that they really shouldn't be involved in.
Certainly. There's a lot more important things we need to be doing.
Absolutely. Now, the sheriff's office, the police department, they work together on things now. I think that's an excellent thing. But some of the things that I was interested in asking about is, do we have any type of things that are happening in our community that, since we're sitting here talking, that would be good to get out?
Sure. And, you know, law enforcement, or I guess the criminal element, has no boundaries, regardless of city or county. And we do work very close with our law enforcement counterparts, Greenwood Police Department. Chief Gerald Brooks does a wonderful job. Him and Tony Davis, probably the best of friends, and we love to see it, but everybody benefits from that.
Sure.
We come together to provide a good service, a quality service to all. But what we both experience in the city limits of Greenwood and then within the county are scams.
What kind of scams are you talking about?
A lot of them come through the Postal Service. You have won a white Mercedes-Benz and $8 million. But before you can receive such, there is a processing fee of $3,000. You'll be surprised who will send that money in hopes of somebody driving up in a white Mercedes and your big check, $8 million. It does not happen.
No, it doesn't.
It does not happen.
I think I got one this morning in my email that said that our email address had been selected to receive 150,000 pounds. You know, we have British pounds here and money, yes.
I got one very comparable to that this morning myself.
So your email address is popular too, huh? Yeah, well, but scams, and how about somebody just showing up on your doorstep?
Okay, and we classify that as scams as well. Scams is a broad area, and we are hard hit with that. And as weather warms and springtime comes about, you're going to have people knocking on your door wanting to fix that roof, that they see a couple of shingles missing, or that we know somebody like me cannot get up on my roof and look at those shingles. My gutter may be falling down. They want to fix that. Anybody who comes to your door that you did not call, or anybody unsolicited comes to your house, please turn them away. Do not hire them to do work for you on your property.
Absolutely. But you know what? That is tough, though, isn't it, Sonny? Because we do have people out there who would like to just work because they need the money.
Sure.
And, I mean, there are good people out there that just see a yard maybe that could use some raking and this type of thing. And, of course, you don't know whether it's a scam person or whether it's really is somebody serious.
And then I'm not saying everybody's bad. That carries a lawnmower and a gas container wanting to cut grass. I'm not saying they're bad people. I'm just saying people who come, so many people have ruined it for everybody.
Right.
Anything good out of somebody coming to knock on the door, let me cut your grass, I still say turn them away. Please, you know, for your own peace of mind, you call whoever you want to do a service for you.
Mm-hmm.
You have a Better Business Bureau you can check out. You have a phone book. You have Sonny Cox at the sheriff's office. We'll give you his opinion whether or not they're a reputable business or not. But please, just anybody showing up, you don't want to do a free shampoo on your carpet, or let me show you how my vacuum works, turn that away. Then call, then let Sonny Cox know that.
That's right, because once you let them in your house,
that's right,
you never know what's going to happen.
Right. These people are pretty assertive in their demeanor, and
mm-hmm.
probably loud and energetic acting, and that could be a little intimidating at times. But don't be intimidated by that appearance or that verbiage they use to get in your home. Please just shut your door and call 911 and report this to law enforcement.
Absolutely. And what about some of the things that are happening out there with underage drinking? I know that has been squashed, or do we still have a lot of that? I know we used to have a lot of parties and this type of thing, and it seems like that has quieted down.
It is quieting down, or we have not discovered it as often?
We don't know about
We have lost some ability to discover. No, actually, that has toned down a lot. I believe people are getting on board gradually, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The spring and summer's coming. I don't know why it's popular months for alcohol. I don't know. When school's out, we may see an increase in it, but we are on top of that. That's one of Tony Davis's pet peeves, underage drinking.
Absolutely.
And that's when we're trying to educate our officers, educate the public, the consequences of underage drinking.
Well, they certainly, and anymore, if anybody gets behind the wheel and drives and they've been drinking, they certainly put their life in their hands as well as somebody else's.
I've seen a lot of devastation caused by people drinking and driving. I've worked, and when I worked at the police farm, I worked a lot of traffic fatalities.
Mm-hmm.
And generally these fatalities was alcohol-related for the most part.
Now, where do you fall on, texting and cell phone use when you're driving there, Sonny?
That's almost as bad as drinking and driving.
I think it could be worse.
It's probably worse.
Yeah.
And I would lie to tell you if I didn't tell you. I tried it once, and it was not a good outcome, almost. And I won't do it again.
Right.
And I have vowed myself not to do it again. I will have to pull over. I'm not that coordinated. But who is?
Right.
I've seen a lot of collisions out here caused by texting and driving. And I can only hope the legislature will pass a law, or the county ordinance or city ordinance pass laws on texting and driving, because I do not condone that.
Well, I don't see how anybody texts and drives and can be alert, particularly driving on the bypass or any of these roads where you have not bumper to bumper, but pretty close traffic driving.
I can't text and sit in my chair, hardly. So I know I cannot text and drive.
Now, bath salts. That was one that was illegal. I think a lot of older people thought that bath salts, that was that stuff you put in the bath, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Something that Mom used to soak in.
Right.
And totally opposite. A lot of toxins goes into this bath salt. But
they were legal.
Yes.
That's
yes.
the thing about it.
Yes, they were. And there again, I have to give my sheriff a high five on that. He acted promptly on getting the county ordinance passed. And I commend county council on that. But we acted fast on that, and hopefully we got it off the shelves. Is it still out there? Yes, it is. But it's on the black market.
Well, and surrounding counties. Now, actually, the state ended up passing.
Didn't they pass one on that?
Yes.
That's right.
So that they're not actually legal anywhere in the state now.
But kids can probably still get it. They got to know where to get it from, and I'm sure it's still out there. Long as there's money to be made, it'll be there.
Absolutely. Well, we are here with Sonny Cox. He has decided to run for the county coroner's office, which Jim Corsi is hanging it up.
Yes.
Yes. And did you ever think you would actually run for office?
No.
No?
Kind of in my heart, I always had a desire.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm trying local politics. I like local government.
Right.
I wouldn't be a very good state level or anything above. But as far as local, to do with Greenwood County citizen, I have an interest in. But I never thought I would actually partake in an election.
So this has to be exciting.
It is. It's kind of scary.
Yes.
I'm comfortable in what I do now. I'm confident in what I do. But I just feel like I can do it on the coroner's level as well.
Well,
it's all about a good service to the people.
Well, if customer service is what we're talking about here, Sonny, I know that customer service is a big part of what you believe in wherever you work, whether you were working at the police department, the sheriff's office, and should you end up as coroner. I know customer service is a big part of what you look at.
Certainly. And I was placed in Greenwood County only to serve the people. My mom always told me that. So.
Well, you know, from being born wanting to be in law enforcement to today, what would your mom say about what you're doing here?
She would have been very proud, and no doubt mine. And if I miss anybody, it's my dear mother. But she raised me well.
Yes, and you are very fortunate to have had a mom like that, too.
Yes, I am. And home values.
Yes, and home values. Well, we are here at Sharp Fastest Gallery. We've been talking with Sonny Cox, Major Sonny Cox. He is involved in the Community Services Division. Now, Sonny, if somebody would like to give you a call, I know you'd give them out your telephone number.
Certainly. My cell phone number, please take this and write it down, is, of course, area code 864-554-6102.
554-6102. If you've got a question or concern, you can always call Sonny. Now, we should mention, though, if you want to remain anonymous in making a telephone call, you can always call Crime Stoppers.
Certainly. That's a very important number in my heart, and that's 942-8727.
And Crime Stoppers, you know, if you are being a nosy neighbor but you don't want to put your name on the line, you can call Crime Stoppers, and they'll get right on it, won't they, Sonny?
Certainly. Crime Stoppers, you can call that number at any time. It goes into the 911 system. They will ask you two things: what is going on, what is the crime, and where is that crime at? They won't ask you your name or anything else about you. Matter of fact, it does not register in our system. Who's calling?
We don't have any caller ID on that one.
No, we do not.
So that's a good thing for people to know. Crime Stoppers, you know, was started, actually, Edith Childs, didn't she help get that started?
Yes, she did. She was instrumental in that.
And, of course, it has become a big part. Of course, if you need to call 911, you should pick up that phone and call 911. Don't hesitate to call 911. If you see something coming down or if you are in a situation, pick up that phone and call immediately.
Certainly.
Well, listen, Sonny Cox, it has been a true pleasure to have you. It's been too long since we've had you on the air with us.
And it's been about 3 years. I think when Tony Davis first took office, I think that same month I came in and we did an interview, and I loved it. And it was just as exciting this time as it was then.
Well, thank you very much. And, Sonny, we sure wish you well. And, of course, we'll look forward to having you back on, talking more about what's going on in the sheriff's office. And as you go forth in your bid to become the county coroner of Greenwood County. Thank you so much, Sonny.
Thank you, Ann.
All right. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood, South Carolina. And we're going to say adieu. Have a great afternoon. We will be posting a video of this and a podcast on WLMA.net. Check it out. News is up. Bye-bye, everybody.